Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. How do you discuss money with elders? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. When my parents entered into the last year of their lives, they died 6 months apart. Their health failed dramatically and quickly. My brother, 10 years my junior, had predeceased my parents, so the job fell solely to me to broach the subject of my parents' finances. I loved my brother dearly, and in times of frustration in the process of managing my parents' last days and their estates, I would say to myself, "Where is my brother? He was supposed to be here with me. He was younger. He should be here to help me get through this." While providing information on resolving these kinds of issues was part of my profession, it didn't make the process any easier personally. It's hard emotionally to become a parenting child and face the fact that our parents, the people who reared us, grow old. In turn, they often require our assistance in ways that challenge our inner child. Discussing money with aging parents can be difficult, and when they push back about the forward progress you're trying to make on their behalf, what's an adult kid to do? At the time, I was living in New York and they were in Las Vegas after moving to what they thought would be an ideal retirement community for them. A few years before their relocation, my dad had been diagnosed with and successfully fought an aggressive melanoma. Then one day I received a call from Dad, and in his unwaveringly gregarious style, he quipped, "My luck ran out in Vegas, Val. The melanoma is back." Not only was his melanoma back, it was back with a vengeance, requiring multiple surgeries and chemotherapy treatments. That is when I became a long-distance caregiver. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.